now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I am your host, Choc Mommy, and I am doing my show live via stick cam, also via www.chocolatecityradio.com. I know I'm bugging. No, I haven't been drinking tonight, not yet anyway. So tonight we're supposed to have Bad Girl, Shelly Hickman. But I'm not sure. Her people hit me up and asked me to interview her. I set it up. They confirmed. I've been promoting it all week. I don't know if she's actually going to come on the show or not. I mean, her ass been retweeting it and everything like that. But she didn't hit me up and ask me what time was she supposed to call into the show or anything like that. So, you know, me personally, the show must go on. I have a lot of shit to do anyway. A lot of good music to play, a lot of shit to talk about. There's a lot of things going on in my hometown this weekend. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. We have what is called North Carolina Anti-State Homecoming this weekend. They call it the greatest homecoming on earth. We have Rick Ross coming in, Meek Mills, A-Tud, DJ Khaled, and a couple of other artists are going to be here. And people have parties going on all weekend long. I swear, yo, like, what in the hell? It's like party central here. So we're going to have, the Brat and Jermaine Dupri is going to be at another club here. A-Tud is performing Saturday night. Rick Ross is performing at the club. He'll be a club epic. They're trying to get Floyd Mayweather to come to Club Rio. I'm not really sure if that's going to take place or not or anything like that, but it's going to be quite an interesting homecoming. Am I going to participate? I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I even brought some cute little pajamas for y'all. Can y'all see these? Y'all see? They like the little Tootsie Pop pajamas. I brought them so I could be real comfortable as I do my show tonight. Plus, I'm supposed to do like a little dance scene with for Princess Nay. I don't know. So, anyway, for those of you that are tuning in, I'm Choc Mommy. I have a radio show. It's called Chocolate City Radio. It's the illest sex talk show ever. And it's chocolate just like my skin. You see, I'm like real chocolatey or whatever. Yes, I do melt in your mouth. And you can hold me in your hand if you would like to. So, I play a lot of music. I talk a lot of shit. I talk about real topics that other people don't talk about. You know, they might be afraid to or whatever. So, I'm like very open. I'm like one of those chicks. What comes up, comes out. I really don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be quite an interesting ride. So for those of you that have just joined, welcome. We are on to 10 o'clock tonight, and it's going to be like a quite an interesting show. I am like really excited about, you know, whenever I do a show, because I have my friends that come on, and we have like real good topics. We talk about any and everything. So you're going to hear my BBM go off a lot or whatever. and everything else. So Double X, Bold, Double X. If you want to wear underwear on cam, cool. Please, whatever you guys do, please do not pull out your dicks and start jacking on my cam. I am always getting booted off of something, and I don't want to get booted off. So my thing is, you have a dick, which a lot of you do. I don't want to see it on my cam. You can twit-tick it or, you know, send me your email or something. But, like, when I do my late night show, you want to show me your dick, by all means, please. I'll be happy, you know, to see your dick, especially if it's hard, because I made it hard. So if you're just a natural stone pervert, then shit, you've come to the right show and you got the right bitch on the air today. How about that? So everybody is asking me how old I am. I'm old enough to have this radio show. I am 42 years old. I see that I have Juan is on the line, and I see my boo-boo from Houston, Sean, is on the line. So this is going to be quite interesting. I haven't thought about what my topic is going to be tonight, but it's going to be something good. It's going to be something of a sexual nature. The other day we talked about, does size really matter? We talked about tongue rings. Does it really work, or is it like a mental thing? And, you know, let me see. What did somebody bring to my attention today that, or yesterday, that made me really think about something? When is it? No, I don't even want to do that, because that's kind of serious. When is it okay to cheat? I feel like if your man or your woman ain't taking care of business, and you give them 3 warnings and they still don't take heed, then by all means, fuck her sister, fuck her mama, fuck whoever. If you done told her or told him that they're not fucking you right and they're not giving you enough dick or pussy, then guess what? By all means, get your needs met elsewhere or whatever. So, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep playing and everything. Hi, Naughty, and hi, guests in there. Come on over to ChocolateCityRadio.com and cam up and see me live, and you might get a surprise tonight. Depends on how I feel. I'm not really sure or whatnot. Waiting for my co-host to come. And she is late as usual, but I love her anyway. Oh my God, look at the guy with the glass of wine. He's very cute. He looks very sensual. Yeah, you looking like that with the dark hair. You're like really cute. Hi, English Jen. How are you doing? Again, welcome to Chocolate City Radio. So what I'm gonna do is it's this song, and it's in Spanish. But it's like, I'm going to play it in a minute. Because I really, really, really like it. So, like I said, I do play music on here. I love playing music because my show goes with music, because sex and music go together. A lot of times when you're having sex, making love, or fucking, guess what? You play music. You play music to help her relax. You play music to fuck to, like get a little tempo or whatever. So it's just different. So that's why my show is called Chocolate City. I decided to combine the two. We can talk about fucking. We'll have an artist that comes on to talk about fucking. And then we'll talk about the music or whatever. Herbal Minded, Let Me Fuck You to an 808. You're so funny. Can you fuck is the question. Because, you know, I'm an official fucker over here. I do adult entertainment, too. So if you guys got time, go to www.chocmommy.com, read some of my blogs, look at a clip of my head game, because my head game is a felony, and, you know, you find out a little bit about me, find out about my personality, that I'm a lovable person, I get along with everybody, and everybody just likes me. So what I'm going to do is play like a laid back type of song. And, you know, break the ice, as they say it, or whatever. I'm just debating on what it is that I want to play. So what I'm going to do is play this nice, slow, it's not really slow, it's like an R&B song by Mike Bless called Gone. So we're going to go ahead and play that and get it popping. And then we're going to come back to talk some more, play some more music. And then if people want to ask questions, hey Juan, how you doing? And we can get it popping too. And then I'm going to bring out some callers. So here we go with Gone. Well, my damn computer, I swear, man. Here it comes. Oh, damn. That's why. Y'all gotta excuse me. I am so fucking slow and so damn retarded right now. Because, oh, God. Here we go. Slow. No, gone. Damn it. I feel like I've been drinking, but I haven't. Here we go. Right here. I promise you. Right now.
It should be played at high volume.
She don't know me, she ain't got a show that body, a minute on her nobody.
Hanging up. I'm gonna do it, but upset. I'm still winding down. I'm fine, I'm winding down. So that's a good thing, right?
No.
What is the topic going to be tonight? I'm going to let you pick.
No.
You don't have a topic?
Is it bad for a woman to charge for sex?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say no. I would have to say no. Because reason being, as a woman, we have to put up with so much bullshit from dudes. So why not make them pay for it? And you know what one of my friends told me one day, and this is some real bitch shit right here. She's like, whether you give the pussy a free or not, a dude is going to talk about you. So why not make his ass pay for it and give him a reason to talk about you? And I agree with that. Because, I mean, do you really think they be talking about, do they talk about the strippers when you're in the club making it rain on their ass and the bitch is walking home with their money and she ain't paying their ass
no
attention?
No, they don't. And you know what really gets me is because, you know, you never know what that person may be going through. You know, they may not just be out there saying, okay, you can do this and I'll do that because they're trying to get a new outfit or something like that. It may be something, like, really pertinent that they need. I mean, who knows, you know? Because sometimes the thought may come to your mind. It doesn't mean that you're really going to act upon it. Hey, Juan, it doesn't mean that you're going to act upon it, but it may pop into your mind.
True.
Because at the end of the day, sex does sell.
Yes, it does. Okay, question. Do you want me to keep you on the mic on the stick cam, or do you want me to bring you in on the show? Because I had like a little echo.
Keep me on. Yeah, I just put the other one on mute. Can you hear it?
I didn't. I never took you off. I never brought you in because I had you on the stick.
Okay. Well, you don't have to bring me in on the phone.
Okay. I mean, me personally.
Until that whole Shelly comes on.
I mean, I don't know because I ain't heard from her or her people. So you know me. If she don't come on, we gonna talk about her. And then what I'm going to do is send her people an email and tell them, like, look, motherfucker, I didn't ask y'all to bring her on. You know, you brought her on anyway. So I see Juan, and I'm going to bring him in. Juan, is it wrong for a female to charge a man to fuck her?
I mean, it's a yes and no answer. I mean, is a man stupid enough to pay for it?
Oh, hold up. Now, let me break this down so everybody understand my views on
that. I want to hear your opinion on it.
You said if a man is stupid enough to pay for it, what the fuck you think a housewife is? That's an in-house hoe.
A housewife is the highest form of prostitution.
Thank you very much.
Hey, explain that to me. Nay, can you explain that to me?
Yes, you have a wife. And her ass is in the house all fucking day, cooking, cleaning, taking care of the kids, and none of that shit. When you get your check, guess what? You breaking her off. You're paying her. And a lot of women be like, if you don't give them no money, guess what? They not giving you no pussy. Point blank. Even if you is claiming, oh, that's wifey, guess what? You paying wifey. You know what I'm saying? If you don't pay wifey, you ain't going to get shit.
I feel you. Hey, can y'all see me on stick cam?
Huh?
I said, can y'all see me on stick cam or no?
I'll still be on your raggedy ass mat because I just see a picture of you doing like this.
Hey, look.
I thought you was going to get a PC yesterday.
Huh?
I thought you was
going to
get a PC yesterday.
A what?
A PC.
What is a PC? A physical thing?
A regular personal computer. You have a Mac. I thought you was going to get a regular computer.
Oh, I do have a PC now. Why do you think my shit is running so fast? I'm watching y'all. And of course, I'm watching Princess Naya. How fine, man. Can't help but look at her.
All we see is your picture.
I don't know, y'all. Look, I'm gonna try. I don't know. Look, I can't help it. I already done what I can with the damn camera. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see. Okay, wait. Now I got it away. There we go. It works. It works. We got it working. Okay. All right, I got it working. The picture's unfrozen. Thank God. What it was that it was set up for some AVR shit. I don't know what the hell happened. But either way, I got it fixed. So,
Juan, have you ever paid a female for pussy? That would be my question to you.
Have I ever paid a female for pussy? I can honestly say that I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Okay, you got a baby mama.
Mhm.
Okay, you paid for pussy.
I don't get pussy from her though.
But you had to get pussy to have your daughter, so you have paid.
Right. But that's my ex-wife though. See,
even better. So you had a permanent trick. So you good.
I said, keyword there
no,
was X.
What it is, Juan, is we have the philosophy that whether it is directly or indirectly, some kind of way, a man has paid for it. You know, so now my question is not to determine if they have or if a guy has or has not paid for it, but my question is it wrong for a woman to just sell it, period?
I mean, then the question with that would be, if she sells it, does it make her a hoe, or does it make her a housewife?
Look, I'll tell you, I used to be the highest form of prostitution. I was a housewife. He was in the military, and guess what? I used to put that motherfucker on pussy rations. Don't give me what I want. I'm not going to give you what you need. I used to make that motherfucker lay in the bed beside me and jack his dick. Yes. What? Okay, stop playing. Stop fucking.
Boy, that's torture. That should be a federal offense. That's torture. See, because that's another thing. Women know that a man needs it. Women know that a man wants it.
And then, something crazy is going on with your shit. Make sure.
What do you mean?
Taj, I'm hearing a lot of feedback from you.
I don't know. I'm muting my mic, and my speakers are low. So if anything is coming from your end,
no,
my speakers are
you.
I'm looking at it right now. Oh, you know what it is? Hold on one second.
Oh my God! You know what? I'm gonna fuck you up tonight.
Somebody said
the mic and the speakers are too close to each other. So you need to push back, baby. Push back.
How about now? Is it better?
Yes, Juan. I swear, you're such a special person.
How am I a special person? Look, I may be a special person, but look, I still...
Yes, Princess Day. We can have some music. I'm gonna
Hey, wait, Todd, before you do that, you need to send me the script that you want, because I wanna do a drop for your show.
Okay.
So just send me the script and I'll get it done. Do it tonight.
Not a problem. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to play something for Princess Nay. It's not going to be anything that she's expecting, and that's what I like. I like to hit her with something different. Every now and then, I got to switch it up. Well, you know what, Princess Nay? You know, ever since we moved to this new platform, we've been doing really good, right? And our numbers have been high, right?
What?
ever since we moved to this new platform, we've done really good. Our numbers have grown and everything like that. So I'm going to play this song called Bitch, I Do Numbers, because we do numbers. If people look at us on Twitter, everything else, we're always talking. We got a lot of tweets. We do numbers. So we're in the top 30 for our show yesterday. So that's a good thing right there. So I'm going to play this song, or should I play Raise Your Glass as a toast to you? Take your pick. Bitch, I do numbers, or raise your glass.
Well, what did I miss yesterday? Just curious.
Hold on, Juan. What'd you say, Prince's name?
Yes, raise your glass.
Okay. And this is my song. I raise my glass to you, Princess Nay, because you are the best co-host, and I love you so much, and you got some pretty titties.
Where
would we be without love? Especially in the right, you on a stream quest. Knew I was sprung when she hit us with that mean dress. When that heel matched the gator clutch. Knew of a lady had a style that says much. You my bomb scare, baby. Your presence in the room shook the world up. Haiti. She say she sprinkled life with a lot of thrill. She wrote a number on a clean $100 bill. She had my appetite for the finer things. Time is money, it's wasted on minor things. Yeah. Buy a couple shares of her. Frequent flyer, every pilot in the air, lover, lover. And she monotone, never yell. And when you overplay your hand, she will never tell. She a boss breaker, it's like Swan Lake, just to see a mean man and reach for the soul.
that was Raise Your Glass by Know the Brand. I really like that song. To me, the shit that I do is enough to raise your glass, because I do, like, so much stuff, you know what I mean? So, we were talking about, is it wrong for a woman to charge a man to fuck? And a lot of different people have their different views and whatnot. So, let me bring Princess Nay in. Hi, Mama.
Hi, sweetie boo.
Oh, yes, your head. What's wrong with your head?
I don't know. My head just really hurts. I'm just aggravated, so I have a headache.
Oh, are you taking anything for it?
No, I'm going to take a hot bath in just a little while.
Oh, God, you and your bath.
I know, right?
You take more baths than anybody I know.
That's a good thing.
No, yes, it is, because she has a clean pussy, but no, if you knew what goes on in those baths, you wouldn't be saying that.
No, it does not, Chuck. Not always.
Okay.
Not mean.
75% of the time, you're in the tub playing with the elephant.
Not true. It's a fabrication.
Yes, true. Well, when I was in the shower tonight, I didn't have a toy to play with. So I just had to take these two little fingers right here and just rub real good, get a nice little jiggly feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's what I had.
I'm a devil.
Hey, whatever. I'm not the devil. I am just me. So, I mean, you know, when I get a toy and I grow up to be like you, then I'll be happy. You know what I mean? And they're in the chat room talking about my toe-sucking video. I never knew that when a dude sucked your toes, that can make your pussy, oh, man. Having your toes suck is like the best thing in the world, because once he started to feed, he worked his way up, and, oh, God, to be more careful. It's,
oh, Lord, can we get some more music, please?
Yeah, because if not, I'm going to have to start calling people over to come get me. You know, I'm going to get some this weekend, because like I said, it's a big weekend. And for those of you like, what you mean? I haven't been fucking. I have been on a strike, because I haven't been able to find any dick that I felt was worthy of making me want to give up the pussy. So what I'm doing is I'm saving myself, and I'm waiting for that right person. You know what I'm saying? So when I do give up the pussy, I'm telling you, that shit gonna be bananas. I'm gonna be pulling triggers on them. So here we go.
Shit it on them freestyle.
Really Matrix. Hey, Capo, what's happening, homie? Still flying high. Pulling triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air. Click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack. Murder on the corner. Posted up where the bulls at. Gold khaki shirt. True religions in the bulls at. Got plans, I'm trying to stunt, you better pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here, you see the Aston Martin.
Yeah.
V12 whooping blood when the engine starts. Mm. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dog. Mm. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Prowling by the club and he plotting on
Fox.
You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him. One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
He busting a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him. Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the hollering, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi. Pull triggers on them. 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 Pull triggers on triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them.
That was Mel Matrix. Pull triggers. Princess, now you remember when we had BMF on the show for the very first time, and Tug came on and he was talking about that the new word for head 5950. Where'd she go? Princess Nay?
Did she mute her phone?
Nah, she's did she move somewhere?
Sorry. I was talking to you through this other thing, but
you remember when Tug was on and he was talking about the new word for head was 5950? On the very first show when DA and Boogie came on and then they was picking on the dude.
Yeah.
And then the other members from BMF called in. It was Ray Rizzy, and then Tug. Well, I'm going to play 5950. Dude, this is the new word that a lot of people use in New York for the head game. So, me and...
The head game? Wait, what?
Yeah, for head.
What do you mean?
It's called 5950. See, that's why you in Maryland. See, Maryland dudes don't be knowing what be going on in New York. You might
want to say Merlin.
I'm in New York City right now.
Okay, but you're not from New York.
Yes, I am. I'm born and raised from New York City.
Do you know what the hell we talking about?
5950 ain't even a word. That's in Brooklyn, boy.
Yeah.
That's Brooklyn.
Whatever.
Brooklyn and everywhere else is not New York. Brooklyn is not New York. It's a section of New York.
Oh, don't talk about Brooklyn, because Brooklyn got the best dick service. And it's nice.
You already see a bit to the Bronx. Anyway.
Oh, Bronx niggas are broke, grimy, and dusty.
Broke, grimy, and dusty. What? Broke, grimy, and dusty. Don't even get me started, yo.
It don't take much to get you started. You know what? 5950, I ain't playing with you today, Juan.
If you don't fuck with Evil Empire, well then, you're just a bitch ass trash.
I'm not a bad producer this week. That's who twins left the club and expect it coming with it. Put my feet back in my belly. I want
second assassin.
Nobody got a body like you. Just my-
check comes in the mail after being broke for so long. It's like you find. It's like getting out the bin. And shorty's there to take you home. When I think about the fact, got nothing better comes to mind. Oh,
that you all the damn
same girl.
Thinking about the fact, you got me wanting you to come through.
And just say, find me always do.
Thanks,
yeah.
Because you saw me dancing, is that where it's coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sex with you is like an old motherfucker riding a roller coaster going down the hill, and I might catch a heart attack, and it might be the best feeling they ever had. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, chocolate mommy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. I really can't help it. I need help, huh?
Yes, you do. I'm gonna need you to do better.
But I'm trying.
Uh-huh.
Really, I am. I can't. You know what? Check it. DMX was on 106 in Park tonight, right? And you know I love me some DMX. And the reason why I say that is because, think about it. Everybody's talking about how he's like, you know, he was a crackhead, this, that, and the third, right? But he's the most functional crackhead I know. Look how
much. Well, he's on the Hip Hop Awards right now.
I'm going to have to go back and see that. That's why my numbers is low, because everybody watching BET, but Friday night, I should be back up. But my CD with DMX, he sold more albums smoking crack than motherfuckers did sober. You know what I'm saying? Then, on top of that, he was honest. He never tried to sugarcoat shit or anything like that. Did you ever see his life on VH1?
No.
He, did his? You know how they do the little life stories and everything like that? Somebody laced his cigarette at the age of 12, or blunt. And that's how his drugs, the battle with drugs started. So, you know, he tried, he couldn't get right. But he told the truth.
I'm acting a fool up in here.
Up in here. That's all you had to say, girl. Hold on.
DMX is kind of cute for an old man. He's like 200 years old, right? I mean, really.
You funny.
I'm just asking, sorry.
I mean, DMX is going to forever be the man, and he's going to tell you how he feels. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being, you know what?
What?
Here you go. I'm going to hook you right on up.
Hello? Hello? Hold on. Hello?
Man, I lost my damn internet connection. I am sorry. No, the show is not over. Can you guys hear me? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, look, I don't know, man. I was getting worried. I was about to send the police up that way. Man, it ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
No!
What ain't nothing but a chicken wing?
Man.
Calling the police. Man, she got... Oh, I'm looking at the screen, and the screen went white. And then I'm like, yo, wait a minute, what? And then the music stopped. I'm like, yo, what?
Nah, see, what had happened was I hit my
boy, that is like a bad, that just sounded like a bad excuse. Like, see, what had happened was.
I hit my modem. That's what happened. Look, bad excuse is your ass being from the Bronx. Don't play with me today.
Look, don't be coming up with the fact of, that I have excuses because I'm from the Bronx. Sweetheart, I may be from the Bronx, but I don't live that close to the Bronx. I'm in Westchester County.
See, there you go, switching up already. Matter of fact, tomorrow, is it Shayla?
Hello?
Yeah, how do you pronounce your friend's name?
Oh, Shalaya.
Shalaya?
My assistant's birthday is tomorrow, yes. Thank you.
Shalaya, oh, really?
From Chocolate City and Chop Mommy and Princess Nay.
Not from Princess Nay. Don't say from Princess Nay.
Yes.
No, it's my.
Not from Princess Nay. Leave me out of that. I ain't giving a damn birthday shout.
Yes, we do birthday shout outs. You better stop.
No,
playing.
I'm not.
Okay, you want your dance, don't you?
You're going to give me my dance regardless.
Emma?
If you don't, then I bet you I won't be on the show Friday. Now play with it. Play with it.
But you're going to miss John Doe. Would you miss John Doe?
I care.
Doe?
I care. Today is the brat day.
Oh.
I feel good, and the brat is coming out.
If you're not cammed up, how are you going to see me do my little dance?
Because just because I'm not cammed up doesn't mean I'm not watching.
Oh.
Ooh.
You gotta be a little sleek helper, don't you?
Can you please send Derek Heavy D. Y'all Williams a damn request on Facebook so he can stop trying to get to you through me?
No.
Lord Jesus.
No, I don't have a Facebook page.
Princess May,
yes,
just calm down. Princess May, calm down. Calm down.
Look at here. My Facebook page is,
looky hell. Chalk Mommy. Choc space Mami.
Ah! No!
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So he can leave me the hell alone.
So we selling each other out now?
No. I want him to leave me the hell alone. He
we
won't shoot not me.
What? I really would appreciate it if dude did leave her alone, though. Anyway, but.
He wants your goodies, not mine.
I don't. You know what, Princess May? Just for that, yes. I can't stand your rabbit ass. I mean, I really can't stand you. So
can I be a dog? Can I be a elephant ass?
You know what? This is for you. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
This right here is for you. I really can't stand
you. Thank you.
And
you love me.
Make me sick. And if I ever see you, this is what's gonna happen to you.
Three.
You know what? Hold on.
You almost made me call you that N word.
Oh, you gonna call me a word? You calling names now? Is that what we doing? What?
Oh, Lord. See, look, I don't think the listeners want to hear y'all fight on the air.
Fine. They want to see us do anything on the air. Remember that. We're like
I know, right?
Co-host on here. I'm trying to find a hold on.
Yo, question. What happened to your camera? It's not coming back on the Chalk Mommy thing at all. Or Chocolate Cherry
yes,
Radio.
It is. I'm watching her.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
What the hell is
it? You're interrupting. Princess Nay, here you go, Mama. When I see you, it's going down. I'm gonna be the commentator.
Is that what?
Thank you.
So you know what, Princess Nay? We like the song. So this is what we do when we go to the club. Freaky in the club. Freaky in the club. Can I get a booty shake, babe?
No.
Come on with his grown man voice.
I know. I've never had any dick from Cincinnati. I gotta figure out, I gotta find out how good.
side.
Oh, hold up.
You better see what he looked like before you ask him what it's like.
Man, at the rate I'm feeling, he can be in the dark and I'd be all right.
That's so sad.
Ain't nothing wrong with dark dick. People, man, dudes do it all the time. They know the bitch ugly, keep her in the dark, and fuck her anyway.
This is wrong. This is wrong. Okay, this is my tattoo. I'll show it to y'all. Well, I don't know if y'all can see it. I'm kind of naked.
Can I see your titty?
No.
Oh, I just thought I'd ask.
Can you see it?
No.
Yeah, I see it.
Juan, you can't see nothing.
Yes, I can. Look, you don't see the outline? I can see the outline.
I just see the drool coming out your mouth.
Nah, trust me. That's the drool coming out of yours.
Oh, my drool is self-inflicted, and it's only from when I'm sucking dick. I have to keep the dick wet. Don't get it twisted. Now, back to our person. Back to our person that's calling from Cincinnati. How do you feel about females that make men pay for the pussy? Have you ever paid for pussy?
What do I feel about females that what?
That make guys pay
make for men.
I didn't hear
men or women, because if they're lesbians, then they'll make women do it. They don't care. They don't discriminate.
How do you feel about paying for pussy? I mean, is it wrong for a woman to charge?
To charge?
Yeah.
To have sex with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's wrong. I have women that take me for sex, so, nah, I mean, it is what it is.
Have you ever paid?
Wait, did he just say he's got women who pay him for sex?
Yeah, I have women that pay me for it. Well, I mean, I say pleasure, but either way.
Oh, shit!
Okay.
Oh,
what?
I you for pleasure.
You said that's the wrong one.
What kind of pleasure are you giving them? Because, shit!
I mean, they leave happy. Always say thank you, so.
Okay,
really.
Would you say
I need to see what you look like.
Say it again.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Princess May, you really need to do that? Man, you're going to have a talk with Princess May.
Hold on, Juan. He got to answer the question. So, Mr. Cincinnati, would you say you're a gigolo?
My girlfriend called me that, so, yeah.
I would use that title.
She called me that before. Before we was together, I was going to pick up some money, and she texted to somebody. Said, "I think this nigga gigolo."
You are a gigolo.
Now that you have a girlfriend.
Say it again.
Are you still selling a dick now that you have a girlfriend?
Nah. I let that pass go.
Hold on now. Let's get ready to get good, because I've never met a gigolo before. So. Did you charge by the nut or did you charge by the inch? I mean, how did you charge for your dick?
I mean, it was per visit.
Oh, how much was a initial visit, a consultation?
75.
That's all?
What's the 75?
Look, Mr. Cincinnati, I don't want to disrespect you, but look, women charge anywhere from $150 and up.
I would believe that. I mean, but I wasn't charging $150. I was just charging $75. And it wasn't just like to any female that come. It was females that didn't know me for years. So, if they wanted to deal with me in that basis, then. I mean, I felt like if a female going to call me asking, they, have some sex, can they fuck? I mean, what's in it for me? When I feel like a female can call me and just initially that's the first thing come out their mouth, then yes. Why not put money in my pocket?
$75 is, like, how long ago? Because,
that must have been before the recession.
I guess this is what, maybe 2 years ago, year and a half?
Okay, now. Let me try to get a visual about your dick. How big is it?
9.5 inches. Up to 10 if I'm excited.
Hold up. You got 9.5 inches
worth
of dick, and you paid $75? Boy, Bob.
What'd you say? I didn't hear this. I didn't hear this.
9.5 to 10 inches. Boy, stop. You, nah, that's under. You should have been charging more. Did you eat the pussy too?
Well, just because we already had the subject of does size matter. You know, he may have that and just don't know how to work it. That's a strong possibility.
Nah,
they're paying $75 to see 9.5, 10 inches.
Exactly, because seeing is all they get.
Okay.
So if they don't climax from seeing, then they just out of gas.
Okay, now, does that $75 include your eating pussy, or what? Did you charge them to suck your dick?
Well, it was only three of them, and two, they just wanted to suck my dick. Well, one, she was, well, I'm going to put all her business out there, but that's normally what she would come do, just come suck my dick in the morning before work, after she got off work.
Oh, really?
We only had sex like three times.
So you really wasn't no gigolo. You probably just was giving out dick to get some gas money for the week.
Because I didn't have more than three females?
No, I mean, I'm just saying. I wouldn't say that's a gigolo, because that's not really, to me, a gigolo.
Again, I never categorized myself as a gigolo. I was stating what she said.
Okay, I'll give you that. So basically, it was just like a little hobby to get a little bit of gas money.
I mean, if you want to call it that, I wouldn't. I mean, it was what it was. A female car, she brings it to the table, yeah.
Yeah, but it was only three females that you gave it to.
Yeah. Just three females that I dealt with. I wasn't just out there slanging dick.
But with 9.5, 10, that's a nice size. That'll make a lot of women want that. You know what I'm saying? 9.5, 10.
So
know,
it's really, it's
could y'all imagine, like, 9.5, 10, like, coming up
in the... Look.
Can I say, not no, but hell no. That's a straight miss me with that bullshit, because that is some serious bullshit that he is kept sending to us.
I don't know, Nate. I think 9.5, 10 would go perfectly right there, and then it could say hello to Chica.
What
tell
the hell
you
got? Wait, what the hell she said? It could say hello to what?
To Chica.
I have a question.
Chica.
Sure.
What type of show is this? I just called on the humble.
This is a sex talk show, and we have artists and stuff that come on, but the slut that was supposed to come on the show tonight didn't come on, so I'm going to have to cuss her out.
You said artists?
Yeah, we have many artists that come on here and everything.
Okay, because I'm a poet. I actually specialize in sensual love and erotic emotion.
I bet you do.
Oh, well, we need to hear some of that. Worth it.
Wait a minute. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I was actually looking for more shows where I could, like, do my poetry, not just a regular poetry show. And I came across Shout Show. I didn't know
what
the show was.
That's crazy because somebody asked me, Princess Naomi, to tell you about this, too. Like, for us to have, like, a spoken word for erotic poetry, I think that would be cool because people really, like, can move you with their words. Like, I went to a show at a club, and not only was they doing the spoken word, they started doing tantric sex, and I was like, got to be more careful. That was a good combination right there. So, yeah, are you on Twitter?
Nah, I'm not. I'm actually in the process of making an album, so I'm off Facebook. I'm not on anything. I do have a YouTube video maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Wait a minute. You gotta have a social networking. Like,
I know, that's what I'm being told, but I just wanted to shut everything down and concentrate on the album. But
can I stop doing everything and concentrate on making this head video? I can't do it.
You can check out my YouTube.
Wait, Chuck, can I say something?
Sure.
Yeah. Look, I understand that. I you know, respect the brother for trying to focus himself in on his album, but one of the key things about putting together an album is promoting the album, and the way you promote it is through the social networking.
I'm gonna come back to Facebook. I ain't really been a real big Facebook person.
But you need to lay the groundwork first, sir. You know, you need to let them know. You need
just to work on
the
album,
out there, because if you don't keep your face out there, then
yeah, I know. I should
have to start from the beginning.
But I doubt it. I'll be back soon.
But that could be where Talk Mommy comes in, because she is very proficient when it comes to internet marketing.
She is. I have to handle
her.
She is.
If he would have hit me up back in the day selling them 9.5, 10 inches, he would have been like Deuce Bigelow, but bigger. And you wouldn't have been fucking with no deranged bitches. I would have had you pay. I probably would have had you fucking some senior citizens for about $1,000.
Stay
away from those. Old women give you one.
Man.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Women give you worms. Young men, young women give you crabs. So you need somebody in between. My age and Shanae's age is right
can
there.
Can my queens have my song?
30 and
40.
Yeah.
That
song?
Yes.
What song is that?
Not yours.
I don't sing. I just do poetry.
Let's see here. Yes, I can give you your song, Mama.
You can come on stick cam and actually see us on camera if you want to.
Okay.
Here we go.
Big Gucci, the fun and ice skin here with me. Yeah, she ready now. Chillin' with a mic, stick of money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. She get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Bridge squad divas, he still on the trainers. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fall a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny T, money longer than a ruler. Marcus say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her.
Go! with your friend. Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you're pushing some private time. Girl, I can be here that way.
Yeah, look, another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, and when I leave, I never call her. That's like shit, I shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, ooh, why we haven't Skype yet? And a Skype bet you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you be quiet on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women was down they sold, just to buy some attention. I need something to hold, fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions, please. Fear what you don't know.
Uptown Inches. 10 and a half. Oh.
Oh wow, he's 8.
I'm 8 when hard and quite thick. Are you this kind of? Hold on. Are you this kind of?
Wow,
thick?
Don't do this.
Are you this kind of thick, or a little bit below it? Cause this is quite thick right here. This is not human. Well, this ain't no shit I'm gonna take. Look at like that.
Talking
on the couch. So, if anybody calls a video, I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't fucking with you. I don't know. Okay, I can work with that.
He said the teeth. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can work with that. My mouth can work with that too, see?
He said a tube. Wait, what the fuck? He said you love a tube in the middle of a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's how thick it is. What
the fuck? That's a pencil, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. The
what
fuck?
The fuck? Oh,
man.
Huh. You talking all this. What are you?
You said what?
What are you?
What am I what?
Okay, do me a favor. Hold your hands up to the screen like this. I want to see your hands.
You said hold my hands up to the
now
screen
hold
like
this. Hold your hand up like this.
The fuck kind of shit? What is this going to prove?
I'm
going
to
tell you. Doing
hold this? Your hand up. No,
what the
I can see the whole thing.
Yo, what the hell is this? Yo, what the hell is doing this going to prove?
Juan, you might be like 7, 7 and a half, but I still can't see your whole head.
You said, what the fuck? Yo, how the hell does the size of your
head hurt?
What she say, put up a football goal?
Nah.
No.
Actually, I'm
she said, put your
you
hand up.
See my hand.
She said, put
okay.
your hand up to the
right
screen.
Here, this is the tip of your middle finger. From the tip
okay.
of your middle finger,
your
right here is going to show the length of your dick. Some people are over that, and some people are, you know, below that. But for the most part, it's on the mark. So when females tell you to hold your hands up and they go from the tip of your middle finger right here to right where your wrist starts, that's the
look,
length.
Look, I plead the fifth when it comes to that, yo. I've been advised by my legal counsel. I have to plead the fifth on that one.
Okay. Why? Because you didn't use your penis pump today?
Chuck, why you gotta start, yo? Every last show you done started something.
Wait,
and you was talking
last
about tongue rings and how wait. Last show I was on, you came at me and said something about how tongue rings and how people use tongue rings as like a crutch, and the fact that I have a tongue ring is because I may not know how to do it the right way and all this other shit. Now it's about the length of your hand from the tip of your middle finger all the way down to the bottom of your hand determines the size of your dick, and what the hell?
What's the host? What's your name?
Who, me?
The host.
Mr. Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's Romeo.
Okay, Romeo, got a question. Do you have a tongue ring?
Nah, I don't have a tongue ring. I used to want one.
You're naturally gifted with eating pussy?
Say it again.
So you're naturally gifted with eating pussy?
I'm blessed, yeah.
Okay, so if you had to give advice to somebody that didn't know how to eat pussy or their girl said they needed to learn, take a class, how would you suggest a guy start out eating pussy for the first time? What methods would you tell him to use?
First,
somebody else's tongue.
Pay attention to her body, her movements, listen, be attentive. You know?
Or ask a lesbian to give him some hidden secrets.
A lesbian? I got a couple pieces about eating pussy.
I thought you knew that.
That's what I was about to say. Because
what?
There's there's no way that a man can eat a woman's pussy better than another woman.
That's not true.
No,
That's not true. That's not true.
I have to agree with that, females. But the only thing, I'm going to say this, because I have to be, you know, I'm not going to sit there and tell me that another dude can suck dick better than me. A gay dude can suck dick better than me. I'm not about to say that. But I can say females eat pussy better than a dude.
Maybe overall, maybe you could find more females just because, you know, they ain't taking the time to teach that man what to do, or that man just don't care enough. But, nah, it ain't just because a female is female, and she should know how her pussy. Nah, how many women really eat their own pussy? Nah. So how are you going
to
say what you like as opposed to teaching a man what you like?
They don't have to eat their own, but they know what they like. So they know what to do to somebody else.
They have best friends because a female's first one-on-one experience, 9 times out of 10, is with her best friend.
I can believe that.
You know, Chuck, I love you. I like you. You my best friend, but we ain't taking it that route.
I agree, but I'm just saying a lot of first one-on-one females, my first experience was with my best friend. She had been trying for a minute. Then she caught me slipping on Highway 75, no, 285 in the ATL when I had a Mustang. And I swear, I tested that Mustang to see how quick I could get to the house because, pow, I dropped it.
Excuse me. This is Romeo again.
Well, you got Romeo standing there taking notes like, yo, what the fuck? I'm going to be calling her back into this show. Hello?
Nah, y'all cool. It's all right. Can I do a piece contributing to y'all topic at the moment?
Go right ahead.
I'm going to the tub.
Okay. Head of class or bon appetit?
You say head of class?
Or bon appetit.
Since I'm a headmaster, I would have to go with head for 200, Alex.
we'll roll with that then. All right. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This is head of class. I noticed her head back, eyes closed, mouth quivering. I can only imagine the rapid thoughts that were going through her mind. Could it equal the frenetic pace that my tongue was twirling around her clit? From the way she grabbed and put it in my face, I would confidently say yes. So you might wonder if I'm a cocky mother, shut your mouth as she tried to grip her right hand around my shaft. Her eyes showed amazement. Her mouth smelled invitingly. Ooh, wee. If you knew me, shit, you knew I was on it. She knelt between my legs, and I just, shit, not much else need to be said. Because she had me in a daydream. The way her mouth, lips, tongue, and his ring slowly, sloppy, licked me super clean. See, this wasn't a brain I was used to. Her supreme knowledge was triple more than two, so tell me, what would you do? Me? I flipped her over. Head on the pillow, hands gripped, and she's back low, ass in the air. I got my hands wrapped around her thighs, attacking her pussy from the rear. And she rubbed her fingers through her head, feeling so damn good. If heaven called at this exact moment, she might have to double check about chilling and just stand here. Because quite honestly, she felt so amazingly great. My tongue was like dynamite. It had her walls rumbling, tumbling. Her body ready to explode. If there was a better feeling on earth, she would know. Because her mind was wrapped in and around the feeling of having my tongue wrapped in and around her feeling. Like how indescribable feels. How electric chills feels going from her head to her heels. How she couldn't imagine anything feeling so real. I want to know, how else would you want to feel? That's my thoughts.
Interesting. Interesting. Your homework assignment for next time is to write my head game.
Oh, it
is. It's like my head game is a felony, but I need you to look at my videos, and then when you read it, I need you to read it with more feeling, like I'm actually there sucking your dick. So I'm that's gonna be your next homework.
That's a nice visual.
I'm being dead ass. You're going to give me some spoken words. You need to make my panties wet. I need to feel them spoken words.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said, oh, yeah. Okay, Lord. But you're going to give the man ammunition to come back and Lord.
Oh, this is what I do. So check my video out.
I'm gonna check your video out.
I want one for the Caramel Princess.
A wet rain.
Please and thank you.
Mr. Romeo Di Natty, one name, no dot.
I'm gonna look you up on YouTube. I'm actually going to follow you. Princess Nay.
Oh, that's what's up. Say it again.
Oh, I was telling Princess Nay something.
No.
Princess Nay. I'm trying to think of a song that I'm gonna play for you.
What song I want.
No. Ooh. Hold on. Hold on. Ready?
Iron Puncher, what the hell?
Princess Nay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Here it is. Hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it higher. Okay. Let me see if this is louder. Man, I swear. I'm just having the worst luck tonight. You know that?
Yes, if you would have played what I asked you to, you wouldn't.
That would be low, too. You know what? How about this? I swear, man. You, is it something else?
Hey, quick question. Yo, Princess, are you going to be up after 10 o'clock?
Yes, she will. She might be.
What?
She might be.
No, I thought you were going to be up after 10.
No.
All right.
I'll be up after 10. Because after I get off the show, I'm going to go bake a cake.
Bake a cake? What do you mean? What kind of cake you baking?
I'm going to make a red velvet cake. It's going to be red velvet tonight.
Huh. Oh, really? Red velvet?
Yeah. Here you go, Princess Nay. And then I'm going to play the last... This is the second to the last song. And then, whatever. So here you go, honey.
We the best, huh? So I had a few things in mind. And I was thinking,
maybe you don't have to try to read my mind. Cause you know I wanna get it in. And tell me why would we just think about it?
You wanna know what it is?
I'm sorry.
Picture your body soaking, bath water. No panties on, come up out them leg warmers. Wrap up your hair, leave on your heels. Kissing you while I whisper, shouty, how it feel. Let your mind wonder, how you thinking dirty? I was thinking you can't rob me, Miss Kentucky Derby. Why dream about it? Let's take advantage. My body on your body, hope that you can manage. Got a morning, damn it, feels good. Pulling on the head of letter, know I'm still hood. Damn right, serve her the real. Bitch, you're the ace, bet you that she know the deal.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in. Why would we just think about it?
You wanna feel that body?
We can be body to body.
Body to body.
Body to
body. We should be body to body.
Body to body.
So quit the contemplating, skip this conversation. By the way, you biting on your lip just gave me confirmation. What's that Chanel 5? Very sexy fragrance. Are those your real eyes? Can tell you're partially Asian. Better know your body got me focused. I'm just so sedated. And I guarantee I do you better than your past related. Body to body, where is the sign it? Said if I hit the spot that I'll make you tsunami. Change up your sheets, no time to sleep. After what she thinking, she replied that on my feet. Yeah, she replied that on my feet. Got it locked between the sheets and even in the street.
Baby, you don't have to try to read my mind, cause you know I wanna get it in, yeah. And tell me why would we just think about it?
You wanna get it
body, you can be body to body.
So
I missed Princess May dancing yesterday.
Yeah, we do.
And you wouldn't even text me. You didn't text. I didn't get a text from you, chat.
Excuse me. I sent out a blast yesterday on BBM talking about Fan Love Mondays, 12 to 2.
Ah, Lord.
Yeah.
And I danced. I did. It was fun.
See what happens? You miss so much. Yeah, you do.
I let my closet stripper tendencies come out.
All I know is I'm going to find somebody with a pole and start practicing on it.
Those pole dancing classes come in handy.
I bet they do. I need it. I mean, I can do so many other things, but I can't dance. I need to. So, you know, I'm going to work on that. Like, really.
Come to Florida. I'll teach you how.
I'm coming to Florida real soon. Real soon. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play the song for you and whatnot. Oh, my tattoo is showing. Oh, wow. Okay, so now, Princess Nay, remember, I don't know how to dance. Strip.
Okay, if you start it, then I'll finish it for you.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Hercules, Hercules. I got the song marked, so, okay. This is Flow by, Mike Bless.
Mike Bless.
Here we go.
Oh.
I'm nervous.
Come on.
I'm so nervous.
Did I say... Yeah. Oh.
Bye.
You too, Chuck. Bye, Princess Nate.